Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome. My name is Ajahn Subhro, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to do a little guided meditation with you. I would suggest first try to sit nice and straight. But at the same time, relax your shoulders down and try to relax everything except your sitting nice and straight, you know? Relaxing your face, any tensions in your forehead or your, temples or anything, can you release that? And just close your eyes. And there's this neat trick that I suggest, which is the more you position your head straight above your torso and don't hunch your head forward, I don't know why, but one's mind wanders less during meditation. My mind gets more squirrely if my head's kind of forward. It's weird. Okay, and so let's place our attention on, I guess let's just do a sweep of our body. Let's start with our head. Okay, start with your face. Can you find any tensions that you can relax? How about your cheeks? How about your scalp? How about your neck muscles? And now let's move down to our shoulders. Could we relax those a little bit more? Letting our shoulders sink down, but keeping a nice, straight, tall spine. Okay, and then we're going to kind of step by step bring our attention to the rest of our torso. Let's do the front and then the back, and just check in. Can you feel what's there? Can you be sensitive to how that feels? Are there any kind of perhaps numb spots or spots you just can't really feel very well? Especially down your back. There's this tendency where we place our attention more habitually to the on the front side of our body, but how about the back side? All down the, spine, like especially between like the shoulder blades. Can you feel what it feels like between your shoulder blades? And then down below your shoulder blades, all the way down your back. Okay, and likewise, we're going to scan the rest of our body right down to the tips of our toes. So just take your time. So the exercise here is to just sense what your nerves are telling you, Can you tune into them? Perhaps it is warm or cold, or you feel tingling. or any variety of sensations. It's not so much what the sensation is, but rather that you can feel it at all. It's more about, like, can you find every place? You know, how about the backs of your knees? All these sort of out-of-the-way areas of our body that maybe we have been ignoring for a long time, you know? We just don't really pay attention to places like that. So this is very healthy for us to sort of recenter ourselves in our body, return to our body, and sort of reconnect with it. And it helps us not to drift off into thought so much, drifting away from our physical bodies. This is an exercise in grounding ourselves. Okay, how about down to your feet now? Can you feel behind your ankles even? You know that place the mosquitoes love to bite there, behind your ankles? How does that feel? The mosquitoes know you don't pay much attention to that spot. That's why they bite there. But we can become sensitive to that. And how about right down to your toes? Can you feel each toe individually, distinct from the others? How about kind of like the gaps between your toes? Can you feel the skin between the toes? How about your individual toenails? Can you even feel the outlines of each of your toenails? And don't visualize it. I'm asking you to feel it. So this almost becomes like a game, doesn't it? Or isn't it like that? It's kind of interesting, you know, like you do have nerve endings there, I promise. It's just a question of, can you listen to them? Can you tune in? If somebody touched, you know, your pinky toe with the tip of a pencil, you'd feel it. But can you feel it with nobody touching with a pencil? So this is like kind of a healthy brain exercise to revive one's senses. It's kind of a workout for your nerves and a workout for your brain. This is very good for you. The more sensitivity we get, the more we can check in with it and know if there's anything wrong. Anything needs tending, caring for, that sort of thing. What does our body have to tell us if we listen? Okay, so let's go from the toes back up to the top of the head. And I'll just remain silent here for the next few minutes, and you just do it yourself. And take your time. Take your time scanning part by part. And if there's some kind of a numb spot, spend some time there. Just see. See if it fills in for you so you can feel it. But if it stays numb for, 20, 30 seconds, it won't fill in. Okay, just move on to the next place, you know? Just so you don't get too stuck in one place. Okay, so in about 4 minutes then we'll conclude this, and I'll just leave you to it, then go from toes back to head. Take your time.